From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President-elect Donald Trump is meeting this Saturday with Mitt Romney, one of Trump's harshest Republican critics, who is now being mentioned as a potential candidate for Secretary of State. The relationship between Trump and Romney has been contentious, but transition team vice chairman and newly named attorney general candidate Jeff Sessions has urged Trump to consider Romney for a position in the incoming administration. Trump is considering multiple people for the nation's top diplomatic post, including former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations John Bolton, Senator Bob Corker, and South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has urged world leaders to invest in connecting citizens to the Internet. Zuckerberg promoted the role Internet connectivity plays in lifting communities out of poverty, improving global health, and supplementing education across the world in an address before the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Leaders meeting Saturday. He also called on more world leaders to sign the Connectivity Declaration, an initiative he proposed at the UN last year, which aims to provide an internet connection for the entire world by the year 2020. U.S. President Barack Obama has urged and arrived in Peru for the last stop on his final foreign tour as president. He will seek to reassure U.S. allies in the Asia-Pacific region following the election of Donald Trump. Air Force One touched down late Friday in Lima after departing earlier from Berlin and refueling in Portugal. His schedule consists of meetings with the Peruvian president and Chinese presidents in a town hall with young people. This is VOA News. The United Nations reports a marked increase in the number of people leaving densely populated urban areas of Mosul more than 1 month after the start of the battle for the beleaguered Iraqi city. VOA's Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN reports more than 40,000 displaced people are sheltering in formal camps run by the Iraqi government in three governorates. The UN Refugee Agency currently has six camps open, hosting well over 14,000 people with a capacity for 54,600. Thousands of other displaced people are living with relatives and in informal settings such as unfinished construction sites. A spokesman for the International Organization for Migration, Joel Millman, who has just returned from Iraq, says he was most impressed by the resiliency of families, many of whom have been forced to flee their homes several times. He tells VOA the relief felt by people liberated from Islamic State was palpable. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The official Saudi press agency says a Saudi-led military coalition has declared a 48-hour ceasefire in Yemen. The coalition said in a statement the truce would be extended if the Houthi rebels allow humanitarian aid deliveries to besieged cities. Yemen, on the southern edge of the Arabian Peninsula, has been in the midst of a civil war since September 2014 when Houthi swept into the capital and overthrew the government. Thousands of anti-government protesters marched in Malaysia's capital, Kuala Lumpur, Saturday, demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Najib Razak over his alleged involvement in a multi-billion-dollar misappropriation scandal. The yellow shirt protesters of the pro-democracy group BRC were chanting power, people, and many were banging drums and other instruments. A heavy presence of riot police was seen on the streets as the main roads leading to the city center were closed off, blocking protesters from gathering there as planned. Egypt has sentenced the chief of the journalists' union and two of the group's members to 2 years in prison for harboring fugitives. The ruling was handed down Saturday against the union head and two other journalists who were allowed to pay the $615 bail pending an appeal. The charges stem from a police raid earlier this year on the union's headquarters to arrest the journalist wanted for their protest against the Egyptian president's decision to transfer Egyptian sovereignty over to two strategic Red Sea islands to Saudi Arabia. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.